Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And we take a look at our air quality. Sitting at code orange right now, we should see the levels dropping through the day. I'll show you when our wind will shift to start pushing some of this smoke away from us.
Today is at least the 10th time that we've seen a code orange air quality alert in our viewing area since April. What experts are saying about how this could impact our environment?
Breaking at 8 o'clock, we have a lot of crashes that I'm watching this morning and some big delays. I'll show you the best alternate routes to get around the backups.
And more breaking news. Two people are in custody after crashing a stolen truck in Durham.
Plus, Wake County Public Schools will soon have a new superintendent. Laura Levine has information on the vote that is happening today. It's a big job. A lot of people want to know who's going to get that spot, and we will find out. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We get our Tuesday started with some pretty big news on that front, certainly. But also, as you step outside, what you're going to feel, what you're going to see. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're already seeing a little bit of it.
Yeah, code orange across most of our viewing area right now. The number 142, we take it to 150. And that puts us at code red. There's a little pocket of code red that was just appearing in parts of the viewing area, which I'll show you in a minute. But we should begin to see our wind shifting, especially late today up into the to the north. We'll see winds coming out of the south, pushing that smoke to the north and away from us. So our air quality should improve tomorrow. But for today, our forecast from the Department of Air Quality is for code orange, and that's unhealthy for sensitive groups. And that, of course, is going to be young children, the elderly, or anyone with respiratory issues. We have a tiny pocket of red here between Durham and Raleigh, but most of us sitting at orange right now. The western part of Moore County is sitting at red. You can see that here between Greenville and New Bern. There's a pocket of orange, and then we're yellow actually for Northampton, Halifax, and Edgecombe County right now. And like I said, we should see this batch of poor air quality improving as our wind shifts. But right now we're looking at hot and sticky conditions. I mean, I guess 74 is not hot, but we're getting there. 74 with the dew point way up at 71, and a lot of haze in the atmosphere as we take a look at RDU. And we're seeing that in all of our cameras. 72 in Southern Pines and Goldsboro, 75 Rocky Mount, 64 in Roxboro. Still a little bit cooler there, but a hot afternoon for us. We climbed to 95 for today. The heat index will be around 101, 102. The heat index could climb well above that by Thursday. We have the possibility of a heat advisory. We also have a level one risk for severe storms tomorrow and Thursday, and level two in some areas Thursday. We'll walk through that coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and you see a lot going on here around the triangle on our live traffic map. We're going to start off in Orange County, where we have a crash on 40 eastbound, heading away from Hillsboro back down toward Chapel Hill. This is just beyond the New Hope Church Road exit there on 40 eastbound. Right now, our sensors are measuring a 30-minute delay on that ride from 85 down to 15501. Best alternate route if you're trying to get from Hillsboro to Chapel Hill this morning is Highway 86. Getting reports of a crash also on 885 in Durham, right around the TW Alexander Drive interchange. We are seeing some delays in both directions there, about a 5 or 6 minute backup on either side of 885 around that crash. When I head up to the Beltline, this is 440 westbound, right around the New Bern Avenue interchange, just before you get to the Brentwood Road exit. And you can see that crash blocking the left lane. Traffic is squeezing by in those three right lanes there. A reminder with those flashing lights, if you're not able to move over one lane, you just need to slow down considerably. Overall, we're measuring a 3-minute delay from 87 out to Wade Avenue, but we do have some backups as you approach 87 coming in from the Pool Road area on 440 westbound. So that extra time, you're going to need to allow that heading through the east side of Raleigh. Also seeing a little bit of a ramp delay on 87 southbound because of that crash on 440 westbound. We have a crash on US 1 northbound in Apex, right around the 1010 Road area, seeing about a 2-minute delay showing up on sensors leaving 55. About an 8-minute backup right now on 40 westbound heading through Garner. This is all because of a crash right around the Jones Sausage Road area. If you can pick up 40 westbound from Jones Sausage Road, you'll be on the other side of those delays. Coming in from Wake Forest this morning on southbound Capitol Boulevard, watch for about a 5-minute backup at some of those intersections heading down to 540.
All right, thanks, Brian. As Elizabeth mentioned before, that smoky haze is back in our area from the ongoing Canadian wildfires. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live at Fred Fletcher Park in Raleigh. Kelsey, we've had several of these air quality alert days recently. This is nothing new.
No, it's nothing new. Today actually makes it at least 10 times that we've had a code orange air quality alert in our viewing area since April. So we're seeing this a lot. And just to remind everyone that code orange means that this air quality isn't healthy for sensitive groups like children, the elderly, and people who have illnesses that impact their lungs. All of this is the result of those wildfires that are just spreading across Canada. More than 900 fires are burning in the country right now. Two-thirds of them are burning out of control. This has been a problem for weeks with the smoke from those fires sweeping across the U.S.
The air pollution that's caused by these wildfires is essentially rolling back years of improvement that we've made in North Carolina in improving our air quality.
That was environmental expert Dr. William Vizuete from UNC. He says that this exposure also has some serious health implications. So if people are a part of those sensitive groups, seeing this level of consistency with poor air quality, he says that it could have some impacts and people could face long-term illnesses. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
More breaking news we're following this morning. Two people are in custody after a stolen pickup truck crashed early this morning in Durham. Investigators were on the scene near Snow Hill and Old Oxford Roads until after 4:30 a.m. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows state troopers and sheriff's deputies at that crash site. We also saw deputies from Person County on scene there. We've made calls to see how they're connected to all this. No one was hurt.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after a man was found shot to death in a crashed car on Western Boulevard. Officers responded to the crash near Varsity Drive just before 5:30 yesterday. That's across from NC State campus and very near to our studios. Police say they found a man in one of the cars who had been shot. He died at the scene. It is not clear when that shooting happened, and officers have not released his name. Western Boulevard has since reopened.
Today, a new leader will be chosen for North Carolina's largest school system. The Wake County Board of Education plans to choose a new superintendent. WRL's Laura Levine joins us with what we can expect.
We're here outside Wake County Public Schools headquarters where school leaders will meet for their regular meeting. As we know, this isn't just any meeting. Superintendent Kati Moore, who announced earlier this year that she will retire, will kick the meeting off with an update on the district search for the next leader. The school board is set to consider a permanent contract today for a new superintendent. That's according to the board's agenda. The board held two rounds of interviews for candidates in June. Last week, a spokesperson confirmed to WRL the board did not plan to do any more interviews following that. This spring, the school board decided not to reveal applicant names until they selected a final candidate. The board believed they could attract more candidates by doing things this way. By the end of this meeting, the school board will vote on a new superintendent, and if the board approves, it's still unclear when that hire date will be. The meeting begins at 5:30 this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Cary.
New this morning, explosions shake the city of Odessa in southern Ukraine. Journalists on the ground there saw at least four explosions and strings of anti-aircraft fire. A spokesperson for Ukraine's military says the air defense was repelling a Russian air attack. This all comes 24 hours after the attack on the bridge between Crimea and Russia, a vital supply line for Russia's war efforts. Vladimir Putin said there would be retaliation against Ukraine for that attack.
A man's body was found behind a home in Fayetteville, and now police are investigating his death as a homicide. Officers responded yesterday morning to a report of shots fired at a home on Dallas Street. They later found a man shot to death behind a home on nearby Center Street. Police have not shared the man's name or if they've made an arrest.
Wake County is investing hundreds of thousands of dollars to help protect first responders. $250,000 will be used to buy bulletproof vests and helmets for firefighters, while another $655,000 will go toward extra protection for EMS workers. The funds are coming from the recently passed county budget. Expect to see first responders begin wearing the new gear as early as next fall. And this morning, we've learned one of the firefighters who was shot last week in Alabama has died. Birmingham Fire and Rescue announced late last night that Jordan Melton passed away. Melton graduated from the Recruit Academy just 1 month ago. Melton and a second firefighter, Jamal Jones, were shot last Wednesday morning while standing near the firehouse. Police have not made any arrests in that case.
There's a warning out right now for parents about counterfeit car seats. What experts say you should avoid when looking for one to buy.
Plus, Paris is getting ready for the 2024 Olympics. Coming up, how next year's opening ceremony will be different from previous ones.
Code Orange owes air quality alert for us today as we have smoke from the fires in Canada once again. Today's air quality is unhealthy for sensitive groups. I'll show you what that means and how long we have to deal with this.
Welcome back on your Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:13. A little bit of a hazy look over Goldsboro this morning. Watching WREL News available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. This is exactly what you might see today. You can even see behind me at Dix Park the air quality again today, Elizabeth. Nothing we haven't seen before from the Canadian wildfires.
Yeah, this is about the third round, I think, that we've had. Today's the 10th day this year that we've had an air quality at Code Orange. And so we're looking at 142, 150 puts us in red. But as we get through the day today, it looks like those numbers should begin to drop a little bit, certainly drop even more tonight. We should drop down to code yellow. That's the forecast from the Department of Air Quality. Unhealthy for sensitive groups, that means that if you're young children, the elderly, or anyone with respiratory issues, you should limit your time outside for today. It shouldn't be too unhealthy for anyone else. We do have a small pocket right here between Durham and Raleigh where it's code red. We also have a little pocket over here between Greenville and New Bern that's orange, but some of our counties are still in code yellow. And that's going to be Edgecombe County, Halifax County, and Northampton County. Back to our west, from Greensboro to Winston-Salem, all the way down through Charlotte, it's code red right now. And it's been code red really all night and all morning. So we're looking at some poor air quality up into the northeast. We had a pocket of smoke that moved down here on a northwesterly wind, and now the winds have lightened up, so it's sort of stalled here. There's nothing really pushing it around. So you can see it kind of sticks around all day for us. That's 5, 6, 7 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, it's beginning to ease up, but watch how it really starts to erode as we get into tomorrow morning. Our surface winds will start to come out of the south and start to push some of that smoke away. So for today, it's code orange, again, unhealthy for sensitive groups, but by Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to code yellow, which is very typical for us during the summer. Almost every day that it's hot and humid, we have a code yellow air quality alert. Goldsboro looking very hazy, as well as Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill. Apex looks a little bit brighter. It's just to look at the direction that the camera is pointing. We've had a cluster of thunderstorms drop down toward the mountains, but it's fizzling. It's not headed our way. Today's going to be a fairly dry day for us today. The heat, the humidity, and the air quality are going to be our biggest stories. We take a look at 5 o'clock, and one or two showers could pop up, but for the bulk of us, we won't see much of that. Around midnight, futurecast showing a little round of a shower down to the south. Now, Wednesday's going to bring us a better chance. This is lunchtime Wednesday into the afternoon. There are just a few more scattered showers and storms, and especially along and east of I-95, we could have the potential for some wind damage that pops up. Thursday, again, same story. Both days, we have a level one risk for severe storms, but Thursday, down here in the Sandhills, it's also level two. You can see that round of thunderstorms moving through fairly early in the day on Thursday. This is our level one for tomorrow. We don't have a level one for today, but tomorrow we have the chance of some damaging winds and heavy rain. And then this is a look at the outline for Thursday. Most of us in that level one, and then that pocket down there in the Sandhills between, say, Southern Pines and Fayetteville through Rayford, looking at that level two risk. We check out the tropics, still watching this little system here. It's really not looking impressive on the satellite view, but it is Tropical Storm Dawn that redeveloped late yesterday, likely to circle around as a tropical storm moving into the North Atlantic and falling apart. Our big story here for the next couple of days is going to be two things, the heat index and that chance for some severe storms Wednesday and Thursday. Today, you know, story is that code orange air quality alert. Highs will be in the mid-90s through Friday with the heat index in the triple digits. Thursday, we could see a heat advisory, and we're going to walk through the heat index for you for the rest of the week coming up. Saturday and Sunday, right now, it looks like we get a little bit of a break, Brian.
All right, 816, almost 817 now, still tracking a lot of delays. Want to update you about that crash on 40 eastbound just beyond the New Hope Church Road exit, heading down from Hillsboro into Chapel Hill. You can see those big delays showing up on the sensors there, beginning all the way back toward that I-85 split. Right now, we're measuring a 47-minute delay there on 40 eastbound. So you're going to be stuck in traffic 47 minutes longer than usual, making that ride down toward Chapel Hill. Use Highway 86 as a better alternate route out of Hillsboro into Chapel Hill this morning. Some good news over on the Beltline, 440 westbound at Newbern Avenue. That earlier crash just cleared from the left lane there. Still seeing some lingering delays on 440 westbound between 87 all the way out toward the Brentwood Road area. About a 4-minute delay overall, according to sensors. We also have some ramp delays on 87 southbound, leaving Knightdale, heading back toward Raleigh. Those will work themselves out here over the next little while. Getting reports of a crash right now on Highway 55 at 64 in the Apex area on that ramp from 55 onto 64 eastbound. Seeing a little bit of a delay starting to build there on the westbound side of 55.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, we continue to follow this breaking news from overseas this morning. A U.S. citizen reportedly crossing into North Korea without permission. This is happening at a time when North Korea and the U.S. have really high tensions. This is happening today. Here's what we know. The U.S. command tweeted that the U.S. citizen was on a tour to the Korean border village of Panmunjom and crossed the border into North Korea without permission. No word on why he did it, whether he was lost, maybe became disoriented. He is said to be currently in North Korean custody. The U.S. command is working with its North Korean counterparts to resolve the issue. This is an ongoing developing story that we will continue to monitor and keep you updated here in the WRA Live Center.
Raleigh police say they are looking into several car break-ins at an apartment complex on Glenwood South. You can see several windows smashed out, and WRL counted 11 vehicles that were damaged in the parking deck at the Devon 425. People living there made the discovery Monday morning. Two of those vandalized vehicles belong to Don Carr, whose daughter lives in the building. He says the damage will cost him at least $1,000 in deductibles.
That's one of the reasons why we're paying taxes, is for protection and to avoid this stuff, right? This is not victimless.
It's definitely crazy. I never think that it's going to happen to you, especially if you're living in an apartment complex with its own specific parking deck.
And we've reached out to the apartment complex to ask about security on that parking deck. We have not yet heard back from them.
The family of a 19-year-old who died in a 2019 boat crash in South Carolina involving Paul Murdoch has settled a wrongful death lawsuit. The family of Mallory Beach settled the suit with Parker's Kitchen convenience store. That's where Paul, who was also 19 at the time, bought alcohol on the day of the crash using his older brother's ID. Beach's family will get $15 million in the settlement. The boat crash put a spotlight on the Murdoch family 2 years before Paul Murdoch and his mother were shot and killed. Paul's father, Alec, was found guilty of the killings earlier this year.
Take a look at these floodwaters in New Hampshire caused a roadway to collapse. In Hillsborough, New Hampshire, severe weather continues to plague all over the U.S. today. Those flood conditions are pushing farther northeast, including through New Hampshire and Vermont.
A warning for parents looking to save money when buying a car seat. Experts say many may be unknowingly putting their child in danger with a counterfeit or fake car seat. Counterfeit car seats are made with cheaper, flimsier materials than a real one. That makes them unable to withstand the forces that happen in a crash. Many of these car seats are sold online, and experts say you should never buy a car seat from a third party and look closely at the labels.
If it did not come with a registration card or a car seat manual, that could also be an indicator that it's counterfeit.
If you're worried about your car seat, you can find a trained technician in your area who can make sure that it is safe.
Some families in Florida are faced with some tough decisions as insurance companies are choosing not to renew their policies. Farmers Insurance says it'll stop renewing almost a third of its policies in Florida. AAA says it's also backing out. The companies blame factors including extreme weather linked to climate change, ongoing battles with state regulators, and a soaring number of lawsuits by policyholders. Florida's chief financial officer, Jimmy Petronis, told NBC News' Gabe Gutierrez he has a different idea about what's happening.
You believe that this has something to do with woke policies instead of a plain old-fashioned business decision?
100%. The woke policies that these corporations embrace are them not having their eye on that target.
Petronas says state legislature will work to fix the problem during its next session. Paris is gearing up for the 2024 Olympics. Dozens of barges cruised along the Seine River Monday during a test run for the Summer Games opening ceremony. The ceremony is designed to showcase the iconic monuments along the river, including the Notre Dame Cathedral and the Eiffel Tower. Organizers say over 150 boats will carry thousands of athletes along the river through downtown Paris. This opening ceremony kicks off the Summer Games on July 26, 2024. And it's never been held outside a stadium for opening ceremonies. So this is unique.
It is. And Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello are calling it quits. They announced yesterday that they're divorcing after 7 years together. Vergara has been sharing photos on her Instagram of her vacation in Italy without Joe. And just a week ago, Joe shared a photo wishing her a very happy birthday. But a lot of people were saying it was cold. It wasn't something that your husband would typically write for you, right?
Yeah, she wasn't wearing her ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Italy.
Telltale signs.
Your dogs can enjoy some off-leash fun at Dick's Park once again. The new and improved dog park officially opened yesterday. It was closed for months for maintenance. Small and large dogs have different areas to enjoy. Your dogs will need to be on a leash outside of the fenced area. There's also a water station for you and your furry friends. The park is on Umstead Drive, and it is open 7 days a week.
We'll have more news and weather coming up after the break.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Brian Schrader is standing by with a big traffic backup. Brian, where are we talking here?
The biggest problem we're following right now is in Orange County on 40 eastbound, where we have a crash just beyond the New Hope Church Road interchange. So leaving Hillsboro, heading down toward Chapel Hill, we're seeing some big delays right now, according to sensors. Latest update from our sensor readings now indicating a 30-minute slowdown between 85 there in Hillsboro and 15501 in Chapel Hill, heading out toward Durham. Best alternate route this morning is going to be Highway 86. That should save you quite a bit of time there as you head out of Hillsboro down toward Chapel Hill. Elizabeth.
Air quality code orange for today. We're sitting at 142 right now. 151 takes us up to red. But I think we'll probably end up at around orange for most of us today and eventually dropping down to yellow for tomorrow. But you take a look across the area. This is a live look at Apex. You can see a lot of smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our temperatures right now, the cool spot here is 68, but we're looking at temperatures climbing into the mid-70s now. Walking the dog this morning, definitely hazy out there, smoky, warm and humid. If we climb into the mid-90s this afternoon, the heat index will be up into the triple digits, but we only have a small chance for storms today.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Today, North Carolina's largest school system will get a new leader. The Wake County Board of Education plans to choose a new superintendent. The board held two rounds of interviews for candidates back in June. An exact hire date, if approved by the board, is not yet public. And next on Fox 50, how smoke from Canadian wildfires is setting back progress North Carolina has made in maintaining good air quality. And next on today, two big stars in Studio 1A, Steph Curry and Oppenheimer director Christopher Nolan.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now on Fox 50, Sky 5 over an active scene in Nash County. What we're learning about what's happening in this area of Nash County when our news continues.
And I'm following breaking news right now in Orange County. Huge delays on 40 eastbound. I'll show you the area that is affected by this and how to get around it.
And our air quality is code orange right now. I'll show you when everything begins to improve and why.
Today is at least the 10th time that we've had a code orange air quality alert in our viewing area since April. What experts are saying about how this could impact our environment.
And there is no winner yet. The Powerball jackpot now sits at $1 billion after a 38th straight drawing without anyone hitting that big jackpot. Thanks for staying with us here. It's 8:30 on your Tuesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We have a lot to get to for you this morning, but we have to start with that air quality alert, something that we've seen before. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us where we stand right now and where it's going to take us later on in the day.
Yeah, our number is at 140, 151 would take us into red. And we do have a little pocket of red that I can show you. But it looks like things will improve as we get through the day. This is our forecast from the Department of Air Quality. And we take a look at our forecast. It is for orange for the entire viewing area today, which makes it unhealthy for sensitive groups. That's going to be young children, the elderly, anybody with respiratory issues. You just want to limit your time outside today. We have this little pocket right here between Durham and Raleigh where it's code red. We have a code orange pocket over near Greenville. We have code red too from Winston-Salem to Greensboro all the way down towards Charlotte. But most of our viewing area is code orange right now. We do have code red there in Moore County down around the Sand Hills. Take a live look at at the airport right now, and you can see a lot of hazy sunshine there. 74 is our temperature with a dew point at 71. So it's warm and sticky. Most of us are seeing those low to mid 70s right now. Hour by hour, we climb up to 95 this afternoon. So it's going to be a hot one. The heat index will make it feel more like 101 to 102 this afternoon. We don't have much chance of a thunderstorm today, but tomorrow and Thursday, we have a level one risk. And Thursday, part of the viewing area is level two. We'll walk through that coming up, Brian.
8:32, we're following this breaking news in Orange County with a crash on 40 eastbound between Hillsboro and Chapel Hill. As we zoom into that area, there's that crash. It's just beyond the New Hope Church Road interchange. And right now, the sensors are measuring a little more than a 30-minute delay on that trip there on 40 eastbound from 85 in Hillsboro down to 15501 between Durham and Chapel Hill. I want to show you the best alternate route to get around that this morning. Highway 86 out of Hillsboro down to I-40 in Chapel Hill should save you a little bit of time. I am watching some delays building on 40 eastbound heading away from 86 down to 15501. Working to learn exactly what's happening out there. As we take a look around the rest of the triangle this morning, our major routes elsewhere are in fairly good shape, with the exception of 40 westbound as you head through Garner. About a 20-minute delay showing up right now on that ride from 42 up to the Beltline split. Looks like we had an earlier crash around the Jones Sausage Road interchange, and that's contributing to some of those delays there. Elsewhere, looking good coming in from Cary on US 1 northbound, an earlier crash around 1010 Road, slowing things down just a little bit with that 2-minute delay between 55 and I-40. Also looking better coming in from Knightdale on 87 southbound. We had an earlier crash on 440 right around New Bern Avenue, contributing to some ramp delays, but right now measuring just a 4-minute delay as you head back toward the Beltline.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRA Live. So I want to get you to this live pictures right now, courtesy of Sky 5, over an active search in Nash County. Here's what we're hearing from Sheriff Keith Stone down there in Nash County. He's telling us the deputies are looking for someone who stole a pickup truck in this area. They've located the truck, according to Sheriff Stone, but not the driver. Right now, according to Sheriff Stone, they're chasing that suspected driver through this wooded area. The sheriff described it as a cornfield near this home. This is happening around Old Middlesex Road and Boy Scout Road. Now, according to the sheriff, no roads are closed around this area. You can see this is a rural part of Nash County, and this is a developing story, of course. We will stay on top of it here in the WRA Live Center and bring you any updates as we get new information into the newsroom.
You see a heavily wooded search there. Ken, thanks for that. Now, that smoky haze we're seeing out there in our area is from those Canadian wildfires. And WRA's Kelsey Coffey explains how this will affect North Carolina's overall air quality if these conditions continue.
It's a hazy day at Fletcher Park, and today makes at least 10 times that we've seen a code orange air quality alert in our viewing area since April. And that code orange means that this air quality isn't healthy for sensitive groups like children, the elderly, and those who have illnesses that impact their lungs. All of this is a result of the massive wildfires that are sweeping across Canada. More than 900 fires are burning in the country right now. Two-thirds of them are burning out of control. This has been a problem for weeks with the smoke from the fires sweeping across the U.S.
The air pollution that's caused by these wildfires is essentially rolling back years of improvement that we've made in North Carolina in improving our air quality.
That was environmental expert Dr. William Vizuete with UNC. He says that this level of exposure could have some serious health implications if those sensitive groups continue to get this level of exposure at such a high frequency. He says it could cause long-term illness. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Following some more breaking news this morning, two people are in custody after a stolen pickup truck crashed earlier this morning in Durham. Investigators were on the scene near Snow Hill and Old Oxford Roads until 4:30 this morning. Video from the WRL breaking news tracker shows state troopers and sheriff's deputies at that crash site. We also saw deputies from Person County at the scene as well. We have made calls to see how they are connected to this. Nobody was hurt.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after a man was found shot to death in a crashed car on Western Boulevard. Officers responded to that crash near Varsity Drive just before 5:30 yesterday. It's right across from the NC State campus, very near our WRL studios. Police say they found a man in one of those cars who had been shot. He died at the scene. It's not clear when the shooting happened, and officers not released his name. Western Boulevard has since reopened. A man accused of stabbing three people across the town of Oxford remains in jail this morning. The attacks happened in three different places, first at the county administration building, then at a McDonald's, and then down the road, a Walmart off Interstate 85. A man accused of stabbing those three people is, as we said, in jail, as they happened in those three different places. And the McDonald's, the Walmart, and Interstate 85 is where officers stopped that man after a chase. It ended. They executed a pit maneuver and spun him out. Malik Webb is his name. He's being held on a $3 million bond. Investigators have not released a motive, but they are calling this a random attack. The three people who were hurt, including a Granville County employee, are said to be stable at the hospital. Webb is being held on a $3 million bond. Investigators have not, as I said, released a motive in this case.
And today, a new leader will be chosen for North Carolina's largest school system. The Wake County Board of Education plans to choose a new superintendent. WRL's Laura Levine joins us with what we can expect.
We're here outside Wake County Public Schools headquarters, where school leaders will meet for their regular meeting. As we know, this isn't just any meeting. Superintendent Kati Moore, who announced earlier this year that she will retire, will kick the meeting off with an update on the district search for the next leader. The school board is set to consider a permanent contract today for a new superintendent. That's according to the board's agenda. The board held two rounds of interviews for candidates in June. Last week, a spokesperson confirmed to WRL the board did not plan to do any more interviews following that. This spring, the school board decided not to reveal applicant names until they selected a final candidate. The board believed they could attract more candidates by doing things this way. By the end of this meeting, the school board will vote on a new superintendent, and if the board approves, it's still unclear when that hire date will be. The meeting begins at 5:30 this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRL News in Cary.
All new this morning, the next Powerball winner will become an instant billionaire. The jackpot for tomorrow night's drawing is now $1 billion, the third largest in the game's history. No one matched all the numbers to win last night's jackpot, but five tickets in our state won $50,000. One person is holding a ticket worth $200,000. Here's a look at the winning numbers here. 5, 8, 9, 17, 41. The Powerball is 21. The $50,000 winners in our state matched four numbers in the Powerball. The $200,000 winner did that, but also played the Power Play, which was four.
And tonight's Mega Millions drawing has a huge jackpot, too. The big prize in that game, $640 million. You can watch the drawing live on WRL right before our 11 o'clock news.
Two big names in English soccer are in the triangle right now. Chelsea and Wrexham are having an open training session tonight at Wake Med Soccer Park. It's ahead of their game tomorrow night at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. Wrexham's training session starts at 5. Chelsea starts around 6:30. Tickets are still available at $15. Actors Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, who own Wrexham, are rumored to be in town. Wrexham competed at the soccer tournament in Cary last month. You can learn more on WRLSportsFan.com.
But not where they're staying if they're here. You can't learn more about that. All right, coming up, we have new evidence tied to the man believed to be a serial killer operating on Long Island for a decade.
We have a lot of pieces that when put together, I think they tell a story, and that certainly is a key piece.
What investigators found while searching through his home.
Plus, a mysterious object has washed up on the shores of Australia. What we know about this strange cylinder that has become the talk of a small beach community.
And this is a live look at North Hills. Another orange air quality alert has been issued for today as smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to impact our state. We'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to see how long hazy conditions will stick around.
.845 is the time right now. Sky 5 video. You see, whenever you can point the camera straight at the sun, you know there's some haze out there. And boy, it is hanging thick, especially when you're up in Sky 5 like this. Over our viewing area, this is what much of it will certainly look like for much of the day. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with that air quality alert.
Boy, that really tells the story, doesn't it? You know, just brown, hazy air sitting over our area. We can see that here in Durham, too. Take a look, and we don't see blue sky here. It just looks gray. That's the haze. Our number here is 142, so we're solidly in the orange. If we take it over to 151, it's red. We had a little pocket of red show up between Durham and Raleigh a little bit earlier, which is still with us. Most of us are sitting in orange right now. And later this afternoon, the forecast is for it to drop down into the lower levels of orange, and then by tomorrow into the yellow. We have had a pocket of red from last night into today here in the Piedmont. And so that includes Greensboro and Winston-Salem. It also includes Charlotte. And we've had a little pocket that showed up recently. Looks like maybe it has... looks like it's fallen off. That's good news. So we're starting to see some of that red erode a little bit farther to the west. We had a little pocket of green here that showed up too. We have yellow, code yellow for Edgecombe County, as well as Halifax and Northampton County. So we're going to see some improvement during the day today. This is a look at what's, So here's a look at what's happening with our smoke. Notice that it hangs around for the day today. And of course, the smoke is in the lighter color and then these gray shaded areas. Watch how it starts to lift northward as we get into the day tomorrow. Here's what's happening right now. Our wind is variable currently, so there's nothing really pushing that smoke around. But overnight tonight and early tomorrow, watch how the wind shifts to southerly. That starts to push that smoke out of here, but it's also going to drag in more humidity. So our heat index will start to go up, especially by Thursday. So we're code orange for today. And of course, that means that the very young, elderly, or anybody with any sort of lung or heart issues shouldn't spend too much time outside today. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to code yellow, and code yellow is something we see pretty frequently in the summer. Right now, we're looking at hazy conditions here at the airport, 74 degrees at RDU with a dew point of 71. And we climb into the mid-90s, 95 in Durham and Raleigh, 96 in Fayetteville, a small chance of a thunderstorm. Right now, we're feeling very tropical, but we're going to see even more moisture streaming in. We take a look at how our humidity begins to build as we get into late Wednesday and Thursday, and so that's going to make it feel hotter than it really is. So 102 today, 103 tomorrow, and then 106 possibly on Thursday. That would put us potentially into a heat advisory. The Weather Service has been already beginning to think about that for Thursday. 105 is the threshold for a heat advisory. But that's not the end of it. We have a level one risk for severe storms tomorrow and a level one risk for Thursday, except for the Sandhills, where it's level two. So we'll be watching for a chance for some strong thunderstorms the next few days that could produce some wind damage. After that, we get a little bit of a break from all of it. Our chance for thunderstorms drops off, as does our heat and humidity. Still going to be 90, Brian, but it won't be what we're going to see the next few days.
All right, Elizabeth, it is now 8:47. I want to update you about that crash we've been following over in Orange County on 40 eastbound. It looks like the crash itself has largely cleared up now, but we're still seeing some residual delays heading away from the New Hope Church Road area down toward 86. I think a lot of that traffic that was backed up leaving Hillsborough now has just kind of moved on down, and we're seeing some congestion around 86 in Chapel Hill. About a 16-minute delay overall on 40 eastbound from I-85 down to 15501. So allow that extra time. If you can pick it up from 15501, you're in good shape heading on into Durham. Seeing some slowdowns lingering on 885 southbound this morning from 147 all the way down toward the I-40 interchange. In Apex, we still have that crash reported on 55 at the 64 interchange. Seeing some pretty heavy delays on that westbound side of 55 heading away from Apex out toward Cary and Morrisville. And around the rest of the triangle right now, we've been watching some delays in Garner on 40 west. I don't think that it is a 20-minute delay. I think this is a faulty sensor reading, probably more like a 5-minute delay. Seeing some delay showing up there on 40 westbound, right around the Jones Sausage Road interchange. Once you hit the Beltline, you're in good shape.
All right, thanks, Brian. Investigators on Long Island say they found hundreds of guns in the home of a man accused of serial killings more than a decade ago. Authorities are going over what they call a flood of evidence from Rex Huerman's home and in two storage units. They say that they found 200 guns in a locked storage vault in his basement. Huerman pleaded not guilty last week to murdering three women in 2009 and 2010 in what's known as the Gilgo Beach murders. He is also suspected in a fourth killing. Deputies say he is on suicide watch.
Starting this fall, you'll be able to cast your ballot using your student ID or public employee ID. The North Carolina State Board of Elections announced the move on Monday. They've approved 99 different types of identification cards that can be used. It comes as the state prepares to ask voters to show ID at the polls. The change affects this year's municipal elections. You can read more about the new ID requirements online at WRAL.com.
An airplane emergency evacuation slide ended up in a Chicago neighborhood on Monday. An investigation is underway to figure out how the United Airlines Boeing 767 slide came off while in flight. The FAA says maintenance workers at Chicago O'Hare realized the slide was missing after the plane landed after a flight from Switzerland. A neighbor who saw the slide said it was bigger than a car.
Yeah, the lady that we spoke to at the Department of Aviation had said to us, well, how do you know that it's from an airplane? Well, because there's a giant slide in our backyard that's bigger than a car, ma'am. Of course it's from an airplane.
The slide is in a compartment near the wing and exit door, and the door wouldn't have to open for it to fall off. The FAA say they are investigating this. Wow. Well, pediatric experts say they are encouraged by a newly approved RSV shot for kids. The FDA gave its approval yesterday to Beyfortus. It's an injectable, laboratory-made antibody treatment to help fight off RSV in toddlers and babies. Two experts who spoke with WREL say they're excited, but there are still questions that need to be answered.
It's the number one cause of hospitalizations in the United States for infants under a year of life. So this is really a big advancement.
We have to figure out how much this product is going to cost and are there going to be, you know, health equity issues? Are all insurance companies going to pay for it? Is the federal government going to pay for it? And that piece still needs to be sorted out.
The CDC advisors will meet next month to recommend who should get the drug.
41 cultural heritage sites in South Korea have been damaged since the end of June as a result of heavy rain. That is according to South Korea's Cultural Heritage Administration. These pictures show damage and flooding at these sites, which are predominantly located in the country's central and southern parts. Deadly flooding and landslides have killed 41 people there. An Illinois couple was injured Monday when a large tree fell on their home as strong winds swept through that area. You can see how the tree was uprooted from the ground. The couple was watching TV when the house just came crashing in on them with that tree. Paramedics took them to the hospital for treatment.
Investigators are trying to work out the story behind a mysterious object that washed up on a beach in Western Australia.
Like a tank of some description, sort of fiberglass, plastic on the inside, and just it looked beautiful out in the water when it was floating in on Saturday.
Check it out. This is it. This gold-colored cylindrical object washed up near Greenhead, which is a town 150 miles from Perth. It appears to have cables or wires hanging off the top, and local authorities say it's not a threat to the public. That's after police had initially labeled it as hazardous. The object will be removed from the beach once it's identified. Interesting.
What is it?
I don't know.
Super weird. More proof this morning. The Triangle is a major esports hub. The city is hosting a global conference focused on the growth of video gaming and esports and the role the travel industry plays in all this. The 2024 Esports Travel Summit will be held next May at Raleigh Convention Center. Organizers say Raleigh has planned out its esports ecosystem. It's emerged as a hotspot for major gaming and esports competitions, including a recent Fortnite Championship Series Invitational and a Call of Duty tournament. Both drew thousands of people to our area.
A popular beach in Oregon is back open after officials closed it over the weekend because of a cougar sighting. Check this out. A photographer captured these pictures of the wildcat on Haystack Rock at Canyon Beach over the weekend. Authorities were hoping that the cougar would leave during the night, and apparently it did. Tracks were found leading away from the rock Monday morning. Biologists say the cougar probably went to the beach during low tide to hunt birds. And before we head to break, this is a live look at downtown Raleigh from Sky 5. Check out the smoke from the Canadian wildfires.